The University of Alaska Broadcasting Service proudly presents Poetry by Oliver Everett, past Poet Laureate of Alaska and Professor of English at the University of Alaska. Here now is Professor Everett.
The Long White Sabbath. This poem is written like a journal, with each section being an entry from one day during that winter of 61 and 62, when our temperature went down to the 60s and 65 and 70 degrees below zero. I'll read the date of each section. We are journeying from December the 19th to January the 5th. December 19th. Over the city, the sluggish fog. Like the plague of old sins, it numbs us and pierces to our marrows. All day the fog has vexed us, shrouded us in heavy griefs, wearied us with oppressions. But a strange new wind is blowing out of cold tomorrows, in dark skies and in brittle white silence. December 20th. The sky is divided against itself in black and white abstracts. All of Earth's pores quiver in the dance of minus 50s. Someone is putting a lid over our shining kettle. A thick, heavy cloth is being pressed down upon us. Bright ice and dark lid, steaming white froth. December 21. It is a howlish whiteness. The Malamutes are singing, and the Husky's mournful song grows throaty deep and wolfish. In the white Arctic fever, the singers are scattered, but the voices have gathered, chanting in a white chorus. December 22. In the night of the mammoth, the prow of an ancient ship with rocking chair antlers appears between the houses. It is being followed by a dark line of moving bodies walking on stilted legs that slip between the houses. The waves of their passing roll for a brief instant, and the fog creeps back to hide the place of passage. A calf has been stricken, and the grieving mother lingers in a lonely vigil over the silent one, licking up the red snows, grieving in her silent stupor. December 23. A mile high in fog, perhaps, the ice worms are digging their long white tunnels down towards our ice field. Minus 60. How deep is our winter going? Long grizzle frost hair hangs from the clotheslines. The alders have sprouted their white pussy willows. Runic, dark tree trunks, etched with gnomic patterns. December 24. Weird and exciting nights. When the sounds are magnified and funneled in upon us, there are jinglings and whistles in the frost fog, and bells and tires creaking and groaning. Badger, our dog, is wild, barking and yelping, wanting to rush away into the crinkly curtains. It is in the fog. Something will happen. Perhaps a mammoth will show himself as he plows a white wave over the icy shoals with his threatened soundings. December 25. The surplice and linens crackle, and the white sparks leap from garments to hangers, and the bulletins stick together. Sparks leap at the altar from the clergy fingers to the tongues and the lips as the wafers are offered. The blood in the glass is jolted as the little sparks continue. Fur skins and ruffs chuckle and crackle together in a polar anthem, now that the postlude is over and a new processional is forming through the swinging doors into the thick white stillness. December 26. For 12 long days we have lain shrouded by the northern fogs with just a different shade of color to indicate the brief daylight. But the weatherman is cheerful. Today we have gained daylight. 12 noon. The chimes of the bank are sounding, and something strange is happening. The mists are parting, and the upper third of the sun is showing above the white fringes. Like a pale moon, it shows for an instant, but it is bloated and distorted. Now silently, the mists are swallowing. The fog is golden for a moment, and then the gray-white murk returns. The sun is gone. The trance is broken. December 27th. For an hour, the jaundiced sun has shown his colors. The mercury has wavered and started climbing slowly. But the clouds return in little ice breaths, and the reading falls again into the minus 50s. The cars are still creeping, but the batteries are freezing and the fuel pumps bursting. Grease is now like concrete, and the axles are groaning. Fog so thick a man becomes a target. Fortunately, the cars are moving slowly. I return to my study, bury myself in the annual accountings, keep the coffee brewing, escaping into a world of numbers and of figures that march distinctly across the clean white paper. December 28. Another day has passed mostly in darkness, but our daily pilgrimage brings us nearer to the sun's returning. Though we wait, our hearts have known a quickening. The message of Christmas is still with us, and yearly we draw nearer to the everlasting brightness. December 29. The worst winter in 50 years, so the old timers are saying, for the cold has been deliberate and steady. But we console ourselves. Half of it is over. Out of Siberia, a new front is moving, but it is debatable whether it will bring new warmth or cold at deeper bottoms. Like the nuclear age, it has two possibilities. Frost creeps in through thick insulations, doors shrink, and the white crispness filters through the widening fissures. December 29. It is time-consuming to keep alive and moving in this white world of minus 60s. It is the time when the tires decide to gallop and the car moves in a slow waddle as the flat and distorted sides of the wheels turn over. It is the time when the brake lines freeze and the rubber coatings snap and the fan belts screech and threaten, and the batteries die, and one begins to doubt the wisdom that made and formed the motor. But there are dogs that mush on in the white stillness, and they may not be the only creatures that are superior to us in this all-white jurisdiction. I'm jumping to January 3rd. The king comes up in a pale wobble. He makes a small hole in the great circle where all the whites hug us in their minus zeros. Fogs freeze, mists mate and beget white offspring. There are ruby crystals and shining frost worms and silver-laced birches. He is withdrawn, mists veil him, but his smile is mirrored on the northern heavens where the clouds blush crimson at the furtive peeking of this royal person. Diamonds, ions of diamonds. In the streets and roads they glitter as the car lights turn them over. The song of the soul continues, accompanied by the frost elves on their silent silver zithers. January 4th. We grow old, but we care less. Time has lost its meaning. What we will not do today, we will dream about tomorrow. And what we do today will be only if our souls depend upon it. So close to the void, we can reach out and touch it. Though the body should come to a full stop, the spirit will go on singing into these present heavens. The dance of the veils continues, winding up and down in the soul whites and colors. January 5. Always the void remains, even when hidden. The creeping mists are filled with the discourse of being. Here, I am never lonely. As the Goth said, Christa tist, so is death, so is heaven, for I live in the ever-present with the mystery of aeons curling like the mists around me.
You've been listening to Oliver Everett, Professor of English at the University of Alaska. This program was produced in the studios of KUAC for the University of Alaska Broadcasting Service. The University of Alaska Broadcasting Service proudly presents Poetry by Oliver Everett, past Poet Laureate of Alaska and Professor of English at the University of Alaska. Here now is Professor Everett.
This was written the first year I was in Alaska, mainly 1958, and it gives some of my impressions during the fall season on into winter. I'm starting with a November season and moving onward. There is a good deal of imagery of the Northern Lights in a number of these sections. November. The crust of October waters goes down the Chena in little ice islands. The king is sick and dripping yellow. The sun arc lowers, the darkness thickens. The gray lid of the sky is propped up by a pillar of yellow. 2 o'clock sun has fallen into a pit of crimson. Islands anchor themselves on spits and sandbars. New crests creep out toward the shrinking channels where the song grows throaty. Night washes in and the day breaks off its brittle minutes. The stunted elders shrink down into the rising whiteness. A wolf howls and the dogs take up the chorus. The dipper has turned over and the milk flows down into white torrents. The stars drink deeply. The dance of the gods begins, and the stars are washed in a sea of darkness. Night tide. Light lays to light, its void-spanning bridges that widen and narrow. White souls scamper over dark and wide chasms. They vanish at world rim in blue and red willows. Sky punctures the heart to drain it of poisons. White crosses falter and fall in sky spray. Night rhythms call me in green and white stances. Bleedings in blues and crimsons. Light bows revolve with sparks and shrapnels. Nude souls bathe in dark and white rapids. White pinwheeled anthems, music in imprisoned colors. December. Vapor lines trail off into oceans of darkness. White mists slink over ridges of houses into the barren birches to deck them with silver. Smokes creak snowward under dark and light pressures. Skies cuddle down with snowfields and darkness. God loves this darkness that rubs up against me with its cuddly softness, darkness, warm, and beating. Milk. Rivers of milk that flow down the inverted bowl, hopes that flame out or flicker into themselves or fanning out, bathe the sky igloo. A white river falters, and the shower of light comes down in the dance of a dozen white ribbons. Banners trail off. A red spear thrusts itself upward, and the green sparks drip from red thrustings. Dance of white souls. I lift up my heart to the bleeding of icy crystals. I reach out to the nebulous something that trickles downward with the milk of heaven. Night Dancer. Across the aching void in sudden cold white stances, she taunts the nebulae in whirling polar dances. She twirls the dipper with her sable feet, the ink of evening combs her star-hung tresses. Beyond the rim of earth, the giant's hammer beat lights up her torso with its sparks and flashes. Her heart is beating like a cold white polar star. The unattained is she, now near, now spun afar. On hoarfrost reds and greens she glides, she twirls, on wavering blues and whites that bridge the worlds. In frost and stellar flood, this phantom form quivers, green flesh and green eyes and hair of pure silver. Scribe. Frost dabs my window. I read his cunning. He begets in white abstracts, in hairy ligaments, petals, and pistols. White comfort gathers over a crevice. My notes are low and priceless, like near eternal things under frozen tundra. I have found the way, and it is endless. Out of white veils the soul descends. It returns in whites and gray abstracts. Cold waits, crystals listen to the crunch of crisp feet over white nothing. Solstice. Teeters a little space the polar cap of darkness. At the world's edge, the artist daubs his canvas with golds and crimsons. Like centuries of prophets who waited for the coming and rejoiced in every promise, we wait in darkness. Light is never quite so lovely as when seen from in the shadows. Whiteout. Breath trails follow the caribou. Car spore too in blue and gray ribbons. Flesh smokes in deep cold. Trees pop. Ice cracks in white explosions. Feet on far snow crusts crunch the white stretches. The wood chopper's axe whacks the stillness. Rivers freeze from below and build their own bridges. Birches sprinkle white snow with brown promise of summer. Sledges suspended in space on edgeless horizons. In the time of no direction, in the white of no sunlight, in the place of no shadow. Silence and the fuzzy white haze of an Arctic whiteout. Subarctic night. The red mammoth moon hangs there for an hour over white world rind, circles a little, very slowly, and sets, as if the shadows were too heavy. White sparks spring up out of another world, biting black veils fiercely. The snow glares back in icy crystals. Over a world rim, a Sputnik winks and is gone in a red twinkle. White paths trail down to write their white verdicts. The void turns slowly, like eternal things which have no hurry. I listen to the frozen heartbeats, and I hasten toward the burning pulse of summer. January. The king begins his return, but he is numb and frozen. A crimson herder stumbles on cold horizons, seeking his flocks of moss in brush and Arctic tundra. Skies in indigos and velvets, the frosty fires of the void grow dimmer. The rays of a mammoth moon, which did not warm us, retreat confessing. We were only the reflections of the king who was hidden from you. Over a round world rim, the king has vowed the summer. Return, he cries. It is you that have turned away to look into the darkness. Our ice replies, return again, old fellow, and all our bones are young, and all our stems are green again and growing. Patterns. White spaces of loneliness pressed into skylines. The days grow longer, the paths grow deeper. Over the city the dancers shimmer in celestial feathers, turning in white glitters in the lighted pillars. Frost grains explode out of clear sky, leaving their filamental stars cunningly pasted to my window. The elves are busy decorating for Christmas, and Christmas is seldom over. And now, the stars explode into new frost patterns. Dark Island. Loneliness of a dark island, touched furtively by sunlight. Each day the king inscribes a new letter. Silently the slate awaits the full inscription. Lonely island where the jets, those noisy birds of winter, swoop and pass over, and the red lights of the airliners blink poleward and over, where the stars on the horizon jump up briefly in their fragmentary circles, and the soul revels in its icy longings. Rumors of other worlds and winged terrors, hidden in outer darkness, where the winter licks us with its cold white pity. Longing, we wait for the king in his bright rising.
You've been listening to Oliver Everett, Professor of English at the University of Alaska. This program was produced in the studios of KUAC for the University of Alaska Broadcasting Service.